The next patient is Garcia David. David Garcia. David is the first name, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, is the last name. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old male that we've been following in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. Interestingly, the patient has shown deterioration of the kidney function. He was started on Kerendia, initially 10 milligrams and now taking 20 milligrams. We saw the tendency of the kidney function to deteriorate gradually. It went up to 1.7 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Excuse me, the serum creatinine went up to 1.7 milligrams. And today he comes for a follow-up. The serum creatinine in this particular determination that was done on the 15th of August of 2023, the creatinine is 1.6, and the estimated GFR is 45.4. The potassium is 4.2. And the excretion of protein in a 24-hour from 1,500 went down to 1,250. The reason for this proteinuria is unknown. Interstitial nephritis, that is the positive past history, is not usually accompanied by significant proteinuria. However, could be a reason. We are going to do the glomerulopathy workup and order a kidney biopsy in order to clarify the situation. The size of the kidney is well preserved, 10.6 and 11.0 centimeters. Minimal calcifications in the left, and in the right there is a cyst. Number two, the hypertension has been under control, the blood pressure today, 102 over 54. Period. The patient has remained in the same body weight, 145 pounds. Followed number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. We are going to reevaluate this case after the kidney biopsy and the blood workup. I invested 15 minutes re-evaluating the whole chart, 20 minutes explaining to the patient the course of action and the possibilities that we are looking for with the kidney biopsy and the extensive blood workup, and 7 minutes in the documentation.